Pafford EMS, Bessard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Chuggers Radio Network, Qdoba Mexican East, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Chuggers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Chuggers pregame show starts now.
Happy Sunday and welcome inside the Biloxi Chuggers pregame show from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth from Montgomery, Alabama and Riverwalk Stadium. Biloxi Chuggers getting set to finish out their six-game road trip and a six-game road set against the Montgomery Biscuits. Chuggers at 22-33, Biscuits at 32-24. Javon Blake alongside you. Chuggers have a chance today to win the series. It would be their second straight series win in this ballpark. They've won their first series in this ballpark since 2018 in their final trip to Montgomery last year, and they've taken three of the first five in this series this week. Chuggers got that third win last night in a big-time way. A 5-3 win over Montgomery thanks to five sixth-inning runs. Five runs, eight hits, no errors for Biloxi. Montgomery scored all three of their runs within the first three innings. The Chuggers bullpen was terrific. Caleb Bowman, Justin King, and Blake Holub combined for five shutout innings in relief as the Chuggers won it by a 5-3 final. Speaking of the bullpen, we talked to one of their members after this for today's pregame interview. In the lefty, Justin King, we talked to him a bit about the dominance of the bullpen last night, and we also chat with him a bit about the origins of one of the most unique walk-up songs in all of baseball. That comes your way next before first pitch at 3:33 Central Time on the Biloxi Chuggers Radio Network.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Chuggers box office or online at BiloxiChuggers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Chuggers. Rep the Chuggers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Chuggers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Chuggers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Chuggers box office or online at BiloxiChuggers.com.
Be the all-star of your team with the sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Chuggers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiChuggers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiChuggers.com.
We roll on here on the Biloxi Chuggers pregame show. Sunday afternoon baseball, Chuggers and Biscuits getting set to round out a six-game set. Chuggers looking for the series win. They've won three of their last four. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javon Blake. We're joined by one of the guys who helped the Chuggers get the win last night in Justin King. King, thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me again.
How fun was last night? You put a shutout inning together, struck out three, topped out at 98. The scoreboard was blinking 97, 98 all night long for you.
Yeah, felt definitely pretty good. That was one of the better outings that I've had throughout the season. I was finally, you know, I was kind of dealing with a little leg issues going on throughout the season, and yesterday was the first time where I actually felt like I was 100%. So, you know, being able to, you know, finally get the velo to tick up a little bit and especially command the zone. It definitely felt pretty good.
Talking about finally being 100% healthy, to go out there and do that, striking out the side against a lineup that's the best in the league in terms of run scoring, that definitely has to do a number for the confidence.
Yeah, definitely. I know last outing I had up against these guys, they know how to put the ball in play. And being able to get the swing and misses, that's definitely key, especially when you want to move up in the organization and everything. So being able to shut them out for the inning was definitely nice.
It's a thing throughout this Southern League. You guys play teams so often. You're playing Montgomery 30 times this year, Pensacola 24 times, Mississippi 30 times this year. How much does it help you to see a lineup two, three, four different times throughout a season and to be able to build off each outing and learn a little bit more each time?
I think it's, you know, a little bit of, you know, they get advantage every now and then once we learn from it, we figure out our advantage against them. You know, especially whenever I'm facing lefties, it's, you know, try and pound the zone against them. You know, left-on-left matchup is always hard. But figuring out the righty hitters, you know, Keegan, he's a really, really good hitter. He's got some really good power. He loves a fastball down in the zone. So being able to stay away from, you know, his hot spots is definitely important. Other than that, you know, just at the end of the day, it's a one-on-one match. Hopefully you win that one.
Last night was not at home, but whenever you make an appearance at home, you come out to one of the more unique songs in all of minor league baseball. It is Heave Away by the Fables, which is a Newfoundland Celtic rock band. The song Heave Away, we went on a big-time deep dive in Google on this. It's an old sea shanty that they turned into a Celtic rock song. How in the world did you choose this to be your walkout song?
This is a song back from high school, actually. One of my buddies, he was actually from, you know, PEI, Newfoundland area. Maritime boy, and he just loved playing this song whenever, like, we'd go out and hang out with all the guys, and it just got the boys rowdy. So whenever I get the chance to play it, especially around these guys, I try. And, you know, sometimes they're like, "What are you playing, dude? This is terrible." But you know, back in my mind, I was like, you know, they actually like it.
It also has taken a big hold in Canada as well. Was it old Maple Leafs goal song? The Canadian junior national team used it in the World Junior Championships as well. Does it help you add a little bit of Canadian flair to your walkout music?
Yeah, you know, just trying to bring the homegrown roots to baseball down here. Especially, you know, being in Biloxi, I figured, you know, we're off the coast. Maybe they kind of understand a little bit of it. But, I think it's a good song. It's, you know, kind of a crowd pleaser, I guess, if you could say. And I think it just adds a little bit of diversity.
And it's a lot of fun. It's a great song.
It's a great song.
One of your former teammates who was here this year, James Meeker, got called up to the big leagues this past week, made his big league debut with the Brewers. It's a very similar story to you. Both of you guys started out your careers in indie ball, moved on to the Brewers organization. Both of you spent some time abroad as well. What was it like learning from him earlier this year while you guys were teammates here in Biloxi?
So as soon as I signed with the Brewers, one of the first people that I met up in Wisconsin was James Meeker. And you can just tell, like, he's a really, really good guy. You know, so down to earth, just doesn't really care about the outcomes all the time. He more cares about just the experience, learning every day. And he really kind of showed that whatever happens, it's all going to be good in the end. And obviously a show for him, you know, he just made his appearance in the big leagues, which is incredible. And, you know, just being able to play with him, especially in Australia and everything like that, it was a lot of fun. He dominated in Australia. He ended up getting a tattoo of a kangaroo on his leg, so you could tell he definitely had a good time down there.
You pitched 5 games in indie ball with the Florence Yalls back in 2022. You're one of a couple guys on this team who played in indie ball. You, Caleb Bowman, spent some time in the Atlantic League as well as abroad. What did you learn from those couple of appearances to start your pro career in indie ball?
Well, that was kind of like the very first introduction to what I guess professional baseball would be like. I remember the very first team that we faced, they had, like, former big leaguers. Like, I think his name was, Dennis Phelps or something like that. And, you know, he was an older guy, later 30s or something like that. But, you know, he just absolutely ambushed any off-speed. So I was like, all right, don't throw any off-speed at this guy. That was actually my very first outing. I gave up my first home run. And I was like, all right, well, these guys definitely know how to hit, too. So, you know, just the whole – playing every single day, being ready every single day, that came to like a true importance, understanding your body and the whole recovery process and all like that. The group that I was with, you know, they're really, really good guys. I wish I got to spend a little more time with them, but I mean, at the end of the day, I'm definitely happy with the outcome of everything. And I still keep in touch with some of them, especially in the bullpen. But it was a lot of fun being down in Florence. The host family that I was with was great as well. It was just a very welcoming environment.
You hear a lot of stories about the reactions of guys when they get drafted and the phone call, but one of the other aspects of it is the call you get in indie ball to be signed by an organization. One of the most special moments for any indie ball team. What was that moment like for you?
We were actually up in Canada when it happened. We were in Trois-Rivières, Quebec, playing the Eagles, or the Eagles. I just finished an outing that night, and I think I gave up like the leading run or something like that, and I was just like, I was pissed off, but like my body was feeling good and everything. And so the next morning, our group, we just have like a small group take a bus to go work out, and our skip was with us as well, and he pulled me aside and he was like, yeah, I got somebody on the phone for you. And I took it, and it was Brian Gale from Milwaukee Brewers, one of the scouts, and he said, yeah, we'd love to sign you and everything. And you know, at that point, it was like a surreal moment. I didn't know what to do, whether if I should keep working out or not. The next couple of days, we were all just trying to figure out the whole traveling, because COVID was still going on. You had to get a COVID test just to get on a flight and everything like that. So that was a little hectic, considering I don't speak any French or anything like that. And the people that I was trying to get a taxi with, they're like, oh, no, speak English. I was using the translator on my phone and like saying in perfect French, and like, no. I was like, maybe they just hate me or something like that. But, you know, we finally made her down to Arizona. We got through the whole process. So it was definitely a very surreal moment. You know, you dream of things like that. And just getting the opportunity to be in professional baseball is just a blessing.
Now you're in Double-A, two steps away from the big leagues. Justin, thanks much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
This has been an A's pregame interview. Shuckers Biscuits coming up next.
Hey, everybody. I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
We roll on the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for first pitch at 3:33 between the Biloxi Shuckers at 22-33 and the Montgomery Biscuits at 32-24. Javik Blake alongside you. It's time to take a look at tonight's starting pitching matchup For the Biscuits, it's the righty Adam Leverett. He's 3-1 with a 3.21 ERA this season with the Biscuits. 7 appearances. Today's his 5th start. 28 innings on the hill, 6 walks, 18 strikeouts, and opponent did 245 against him. For the Shuckers, it is the long-awaited debut for right-hander Logan Henderson at AA level. 2 starts with High A, Wisconsin. He went 0-1 with a 1.35 ERA, 2 starts, 6 2/3 innings, 2 walks, 10 strikeouts as he continues to work his way back from a left oblique injury during the spring breakout series game with the crew against the Kansas City Royals. Henderson, a top-ranked prospect in the Brewers system, 16th ranked by MLB Pipeline, number 22 by America, the guy who has been tapped with the best changeup in the organization, makes his start today, the 22-year-old Houston, Texas native. That comes your way next. Shuckers and Biscuits in a series finale. Shuckers are looking for a series win for just the second time since the 2018 season. That comes your way next. Shuckers, Biscuits. Shuckers looking to take the series in Montgomery again for just the second time since 2018. We're back after this. The Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Pitch, runners go, Wilkin hammers it deep to left, Dyer's back, it is fair, gone, grand slam, Brock Wilkin, and it's 9-1. Back up the middle, Zamora ranges over, slides, gets it at short, fires the first in time. Third base side, Wilkin backhands it into foul territory, pirouettes, fires the first, Bobby the pick.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Baker comes home. Tip foul into Miller's glove, strike three, and it's 5 in a row.
Your home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers all season long.
As he drives it in the right, down, ball game over. Xavier Warren, the hero, Lamar Sparks scores, and it's a 9-8 Shuckers winner.
Time to head out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
Happy Sunday and welcome to Riverwatch Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Javik Blake alongside you. It is a warm Sunday afternoon, 93 degrees, bright and sunny, wind gently out to left at 5 miles an hour as the Shuckers enter today with a chance to do something they have not done since 2018, and that is win back-to-back road series against the Montgomery Biscuits. They won their final series in this ballpark last year, trying to go for the win today with a win in the finale. Shuckers at 22-33 on the season. They have won three of their last four, while the Biscuits have lost three of four. They stand at 32-24. Adam Weber gets the start for the Biscuits. He's 3-1 with a 3.21 ERA. Tonight's his fifth start in a Biscuits uniform, his eighth start between AA Montgomery and AAA Durham. Shuckers lineup starts off with Carlos Rodriguez, Mike Bovey bats second, and Brock Wilkin rounds out the top three in an order that is built by Renova Roofing. Leverett, the righty, ready to go. Rodriguez, the lefty, ready to go. First pitch is lifted out to left. Dyer, the third baseman, out. Murray out from short. Baker, the left fielder, in. And he makes the catch for the first out. First pitch time at 3:34 Central Time. Again, 93 degrees and sunny in Montgomery. Wind out to right at 5 miles an hour. Drew Baker's in left. Mason Auer is in center. Nick Schnell is in right. Third to first around the infield. Matthew Dyer, Tanner Murray, Jalen Battles, and Bob Seymour. The pitch to the lefty, Mike Bovey, misses away. And the count goes to 1-0. Larisa is behind the plate doing the catching today. Righty Leverett kicks and fires. Bovey slices it in the left center, down for a base hit. Murray leapt up a good bit at short. Bovey just slices it over his mitt, and he picks up his ninth hit in the last five games. Brings up righty Brock Wilkin. Mike Bovey just continues to hit. Enter today with a 309 average. Now the average up to 313 with that single. One on, one out for the righty Brock Wilkin. We are just underway. Top of the first inning. One out, one on, and a scoreless game. The pitch misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. Leverett was originally slated to pitch on Tuesday, though that game got rained out. The Biscuits decided to push Leverett from Tuesday to Sunday and let everybody else start on their scheduled days. The pitch, swing and a miss to the slider at 86. The count evens 1-1. So because of that, despite it being June 9th, this is Leverett's first start in the month of June. Last made an appearance on May 30th at Mississippi. The 1-1 pitch. Wilkin takes low and inside. It's a changeup at 85. And the count goes to 2-1. Last time out for Leverett, gave up three runs, two of them earned on six hits over five innings in a 3-0 Biscuits loss against the M Braves. Battles at second, shades up the middle. Leverett checked back to first, and Bovey's back to the bag in time. Wilkins hitting 224 this season with a 288 OBP. 5-for-18 in this series, two doubles. The 2-1 pitch. He swings and misses. Slider off the outside corner at 85. And the count evens, two balls and two strikes. Wilkin yesterday helped engineer that big Shuckers comeback. Five runs in the sixth inning led Biloxi to a 5-3 win. Wilkin drove in the first two runs of the day in the sixth. Leverett comes set. Now the 2-2 pitch. It's lifted out to right. Schnell comes on and it drops in for a single. Bovey rounds second, stays put. It's back-to-back singles. Now two on with one away for the lefty, Ernesto Martinez Jr. Wilkin did not hit it hard. He just kind of dunked it in right in front of Schnell, who was playing back and right. Two on, one away. Lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. digs in against the righty Leverett. The first time the Shuckers have had an at-bat with a runner in scoring position today. They already will tally one in just the first inning. The pitch. Martinez Jr. swings and misses. It's a changeup at 85. And the count goes to 0-1. Martinez Jr. hitting 244 this year. Five homers, 22 driven in. And a 314 OBP. Leverett delivers. Martinez Jr. takes low. And the count evens 1-1. Martinez Jr. in the cleanup spot in this order. It's the first time he's been in the cleanup spot all week. The 1-1 pitch. He takes up and in, and the count goes to 2-1. Wilkins at first. Bobey's at second. Shackers yesterday, 4-for-13 with the runner in scoring position. The 2-1 pitch. Martinez Jr. lifts it down the left field line, out of Dyer's reach. It's fair, and it rolls into the bullpen. Bovey rounds third and comes home. Martinez Jr. chugs into second. It's an RBI double, and four batters in. The Shuckers lead it 1-0. Wilkin goes to third, and for the first time this series, the Shuckers have scored a run before the fifth inning. They've scored first. They've given their young starter, Logan Henderson, who's set to make his Double-A debut in the bottom of the inning, an early lead. Wilkins at third. Martinez Jr. is at second. Leverett fires. Eric Brown Jr. takes inside, a fastball at 91. And the count goes to 1-0. Oh, what a dream start for Biloxi. Day with a lot of hype with Henderson getting the start. The pitch pops foul behind home plate and out of play. And the count evens 1-1. It's an offense that has been rounding into form. 21 runs in their last four games. Brown Jr. in the back of the right-handed box gets the pitch. He chops it foul, third base side, right to third base coach Fidel Pena. And the count goes to 1-2. Pena coaches third. Danny Larson coaches first for this Shuckers team. One ball, two strikes, one away. Leverett delivers. Misses away and almost gets by Ariza. The count evens 2-2. 1-0 Biloxi early. We're in the top of the first inning. Wilkins at third. Martinez Jr. is at second. And the righty Leverett faces off against the righty Brown Jr. Jr. calls time and steps out. Everybody gets a moment to breathe. Brown Jr. digs back in. The pitch. He swings and chops it to third. Dyer gets it, holds Wilkin, fires to first. It's in time. And now two away for the switch hitter, Noah Campbell. Dyer did a terrific job of receiving the baseball and staring Wilkin back to the third base bag. So now two away with two on for Noah Campbell, who digs in the back of the left-handed box. He's hitting .268 this year, but he's had a terrific series. Six hits, two doubles. Both of those came last night. Leverett steps off the mound. No throw, but everybody dances back to their bases. And that brings out catcher Luis Ariza. It's 1-0 Biloxi. They've staked Logan Henderson to an early lead ahead of his first Double-A inning. Sits come in the bottom half of the first. Her 16th-ranked pitching prospect, 16th-ranked overall prospect, one of the best pitching prospects in this organization. Campbell digs in. No count, two out, two on in the top of the first. Leverett delivers. Campbell swings and drives it out to right. Schnell drifts back on it towards the outcropping, and it is gone! Campbell puts it over the wall, and it's a four-run first inning for Biloxi and a 4-0 lead. Campbell crosses home. He got it out and right, up and over the wall. It's his second homer of the year, up to 17 driven in. And Logan Henderson's been staked to a 4-0 lead before he's even thrown a pitch. Brings up the switch hitter, Xavier Warren. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. This is a Shuckers offense that has come alive in a big-time way. 25 runs in the last four games plus an inning. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. This is an offense that up and down the roster has a lot of talent. There was a little bit of dip in production. The 2-0 pitch. Warren pops it straight up right side of the infield. Seymour, the first baseman, under it. And he makes the catch. Shockers offense, though, has come alive at Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery this week. Four runs in the first inning. Four runs, four hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Noah Campbell delivers the big-time bomb, and it's 4-0 Biloxi after a half inning of play. To the mound when we come back, Logan Henderson in his Double-A debut. We're back after this.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors, and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@BiloxiShuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hi, this is Jacob Mizorowski. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. Righty Logan Henderson is out for his Double-A debut. One of the most anticipated arrivals in this 2024 season for Biloxi. The righty 0-1 with a 1.35 ERA in two starts with High Gay, Wisconsin. Four starts in total before coming up to Double-A. Was sent on a rehab assignment to the Arizona Complex League Brewers on May 9th. Righty with wicked stuff, including one of the most devastating changeups in the entire organization. Gets set to go against the lefty Chandler Simpson. The 22-year-old righty delivers his first pitch in Double-A. And it's strike one, a fastball at 92. Simpson hitting .385 this year with a home run, 8 driven in, and a .406 OBP. Henderson takes a breath, now kicks and delivers. Swing and a miss, fastball at 94, and the count goes 0-2. It's a three-pitch mix from Henderson. Fastball, slider, and a changeup. The changeup almost looks a lot like a screwball coming out of his hand. Goes away from lefties. The 0-2 pitch. There's the changeup. It's touched lightly out towards short. Brown Jr. gets it, fires to first, and it's in time. Quick work of Simpson by Henderson. Now one away for Drew Baker. Eric Brown Jr. is at short today. Ethan Murray's at second. Ernesto Martinez Jr. is at first. Mike Bovey's at third. Outfield from left to right, Xavier Warren, Carlos Rodriguez, and Noah Campbell with Andy Yerzy behind the plate. Shuckers have a 4-0 lead. One out, nobody on in the bottom of the first inning. Righty Henderson fires, and it's a called strike one. There's that changeup at 83 miles an hour. It's a pitch that, like Craig Yoho's, gets a lot of run inside towards the righties, away from the lefties. Almost a wiffle ball. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss on the changeup at 78. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. A devastating pitch from Logan Henderson. Henderson from the windup kicks and delivers. Popped foul, first base side and out of play. The count stays at 0-2. Well, so far Henderson has pounded the zone in his Double-A debut. Six pitches, six strikes. He's ahead of the count, no balls and two strikes against the righty Drew Baker, hitting a team best .297 this year. The pitch, rolled first base side and fair. Martinez Jr. was shifted over and it's in the right. Campbell picks it up and fires back in towards the infield. Baker is now 8-for-17 in the series, and it brings up the lefty Bob Seymour. Henderson last year dominated. with single-A Carolina, probably the Mudcats, their first playoff appearance since 2008. 106 strikeouts in 78 and two-thirds innings. And he watches 26 batters with a 2.75 ERA. Faces the lefty Seymour. The pitch. Driven up the middle. Almost gets Henderson to the head. It's by Brown Jr.'s dive. It's short and into center. Well, thankfully, Logan Henderson's okay. A hard hit liner off Seymour's bat puts runners at first and second with one away for the righty Tanner Murray. Shuckers up 4-0 in the bottom of the first inning. Henderson now faces the righty Tanner Murray. The pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball at 94 with some arm side run. The count goes 0-1. Henderson was the fourth round draft pick of the crew back in 2021 out of McLennan Community College in Waco, Texas. The righty delivers. Tagged out towards center, Rodriguez under it. And he makes the catch. Baker tags and moves towards third. Rodriguez's throw to third is cut off by the shortstop, Brown Jr. And now two away with runners in the corners for the lefty, Nick Schnell. Shuckers lead it 4-0. We're in the bottom of the first inning in the series finale between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. Runners at the corners with two away. Lefty Schnell faces the righty Henderson. Henderson delivers. Schnell swings and tips it foul off Yerzy behind the plate. And the count goes 0-1. Henderson had a lot of hype around him this year. The momentum only grew throughout spring training. Was selected to pitch in the breakout series game with the Milwaukee Brewers against the Kansas City Royals top prospects. Henderson delivers. Schnell chops it foul first base. Side and they still went to. It was one of those situations where everything was going great, the changeup looked terrific, and then all of a sudden Henderson walked off the mound, needed the trainer's attention, and left the game. Ended up being sidelined with a left oblique injury, which kept him out of action until early May. The 0-2 pitch. Schnell pokes it out towards short left. Brown Jr., a long way to go. It's short. He slides and he makes the catch. Logan Henderson authors a scoreless first inning in his Double-A debut. Dances around two singles. No runs, two hits, no errors. Two runners left on base. 4-0 Biloxi, through an inning of play. Into the top of the second in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49 Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
We head to the top of the second inning. It is 4-0 Biloxi up on the Montgomery Biscuits in a series finale. Lefty Andy Yerzy faces the righty Adam Leverett. First pitch misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Javik Blake alongside you on a gorgeous warm Sunday afternoon, 93 degrees and sunny, though it's not very humid. The 1-0 delivery. Yerzy swings and lines it down the right field line. Schnell's over, and it drops in for a base hit. He corrals it at the warning track, spins and fires it back in towards the infield. Yerzy has a leadoff single, and Biloxi already has five hits in the afternoon. Brings up the righty Ethan Murray. Four runs on five hits for Biloxi. They exploded for four runs in the first against the righty Leverett. Now the righty Ethan Murray stands in. One on, nobody out. 4-0 Biloxi. The pitch, he shows bunt, pulls back, and the pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. Leverett in his only start against Biloxi. Check that in his relief appearance against Biloxi. He went five innings. Gave up two runs on six hits. The pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. He gave up two runs, six hits, five innings, two walks, and two strikeouts. He earned the win in a 3-2 Biscuits win. The 1-1 pitch. Murray fouls it off his back foot. The count goes to 1-2. Murray's hitting 189 this year with a 310 OBP. So he's done a terrific job this series, 4-for-13 with 7 walks. Reached base in 11 of his 21 plate appearances. Ronnie Leverett stares in. Murray at the very back of the right-handed box. Yerzy's off first. Leverett delivers. Murray rolls it back up the middle. Battles, ranges over to his left. Flips to Murray, who taps second, fires to first. It's not in time. And that was one of the strangest double play attempts you'll see. Murray reaches on a fielder's choice. Battles flipped it to Murray, who was about 6 feet away from the bag. Battles did not touch the bag itself. It's a 4-6 force out. Not sure why Battles did not take it to the bag himself, but Montgomery does still record an out. It was a weird one. It brings up the top of the order. The pitch to the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez, is popped foul behind home plate. The count goes 2-1. It's 4-0 Biloxi. One out, one on in the top of the second inning. The 0-1 pitch. He swings and slices it foul. Out of play in the third base side. Count goes 2-2. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 with a fly out to left. The 0-2 pitch. He takes away. It's a changeup at 84. And the count goes to 1-2. Jackers today wearing their military alternate jerseys. The Biscuits wearing their powder blue alternates on a Sunday afternoon. The 1-2 pitch. Rodriguez chops it left side of the infield. Murray corrals it. No play at second. Fires to first. A big stretch from Seymour. And it's in time. Battles was late covering the second base bag, which allowed Murray to get there without a throw. Rodriguez is retired. And now two away for the lefty, Mike Bovee. Murray was ready to shovel it to second to attempt the double play. But he went to turn and look, and Battles wasn't there. At that point, he had to make sure that the Biscuits got at least one out. And now two away and a runner in scoring position for the lefty, Mike Bovee. Leverett picks up his leg and spins around. Murray dances back to the bag. Bovee singled into left center back in the first inning. Came around to score on the double from Ernesto. The pitch. It's a changeup, called a strike on the outside corner, and the count goes 2-1. Shuckers 5 runs in the first inning thanks to an RBI double for Martinez Jr. and a 3-run homer over the wall in right from Noah Campbell. The 0-1 pitch. Bovee takes off the inside. No, it is called a strike. A late call by home plate umpire Jalen Goodman. And the count goes to 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two away. Leverett delivers. Bovee slices it out towards left center. Auer, the center fielder, drifts over, and he makes the catch. Shuckers are held scoreless in the second. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. We're through an inning and a half, and it's 4-0 Biloxi. Montgomery up to the plate when we come back. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey y'all, this is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hello, this is Mike Guerrero, and you are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Mason Auer leads it off from the right side for Montgomery against the righty Logan Henderson. It's 4-0 Shuckers. We move to the bottom of the second inning. Henderson kicks and delivers. Auer takes a strike on the outside corner. It's a fastball at 92. Four runs on five hits for Biloxi. Henderson worked around singles for a scoreless first inning in his double-A debut. The 0-1 pitch. Auer takes up and in. It's a fastball at 93, and the count evens 1-1. Henderson, just 22 years old, a native of Houston, Texas, a graduate of Cinco Ranch High School. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 94. The count goes to 1-2. The righty Auer hitting 172 this season with a 223 OBP. Henderson out of the windup, first base side of the rubber, gets the sign. Now the pitch. Launch down the left field line, but foul towards the train tracks. Count stays at 1-2. One of the big things for Henderson early on in his double-A debut is he is throwing a ton of strikes. 17 pitches, 16 of them have been in the zone. No two pitch. Auer takes low and away, and that's just the second ball that Henderson's thrown today. It's a slider off the outside corner at 84. Henderson stares in and gets the sign. Here's he sets up away. Now the pitch. Popped up, third base side, foul territory. Yerzy sprints over, and it's into the seats. Count stays at 2-2. Henderson officially joined Biloxi back on June 1st. It's last Saturday night the transaction became official, so he's been with the team all week long. He's thrown bullpens, getting acclimated to the double-A level from the dugout, the bullpen. Henderson delivers. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 94, and Logan Henderson has his first double-A strikeout. Big time congratulations to the Texas native. His 150th professional strikeout. Brings up the righty, Jalen Battles. One out, nobody on. Righty Henderson kicks and delivers. Battle swings and launches it out to left. Warren back on it, looks up, and he makes a spiraling catch. He turned about four different directions, caught it over his shoulder as he turned back towards the wall. And now two away for the righty, Matthew Dyer. Henderson's retired four in a row. And up comes the righty, Matthew Dyer. Two out, nobody on, 4-0 Biloxi in the bottom of the second inning. Henderson delivers. Dyer chops it foul towards the third base dugout. The count goes 2-1. Been quite the fun start from the righty Logan Henderson. 5'11", 194-pound right-handed arm. As his leg set apart on the hill, now delivers. Misses low, and it gets back to the screen. And evens 1-1. Instead of Henderson coming set with both his toes pointed, all 10 of his toes, both his feet pointed towards home plate, he stands with his legs apart, both his feet pointing towards third, kind of rocks back and forth, then sets, breathes, picks up his leg and delivers. It's a changeup low, and he waves, misses. Gets ahead on Dyer, 1-2. Almost a little bit like Christian Javier of the Houston Astros. Framber Valdez as well. 1-2, 2-away. It's a very simple motion, but he keeps the momentum going. The 1-2 pitch. Dyer takes up and away. It's a fastball 94. And the count evens at 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Henderson delivers. Dyer takes away, and the count goes full. After the first two-ball count that Henderson faces all day, he now faces the first three-ball count of the day. Henderson delivers the 3-2 pitch. Nubbed first base side, foul, and the count goes to 3-2. Chuckers home clubhouse manager Craig Thomas has chimed in on our text. The booth line says that Henderson also reminds a little bit of Spencer Strider. You could see it a little bit. And now he comes towards the plate. The motion's very similar. 3-2, 2 away. The payoff pitch to Dyer. He swings and fouls it off as the instep of his front foot. The count stays full. Craig here, too, about Spencer Strider's delivery. Was a longtime clubhouse attendant throughout the Atlanta Braves system and the big league team as well. Strider, a guy who pitched with the Mississippi Braves for some time, playing in Biloxi. I think Henderson would be too mad if his career is gone the way that Strider's has at the big league level. The 3-2 pitch misses up, and he walks him. It's the first walk of the day allowed by Henderson. It's just his third walk of the season. And now with two out and a man on, here comes the righty, Luis Ariza. One on, 2 away. Shockers lead it 4-0. The pitch. First to check back to first. Dyer is back in time. By the way, fans, as always, you can chime in on our text the booth line, 601-514-0776. Again, that's 601. Now the pitch is a called strike on the inside corner, and the count goes 0-1. It's 601-514-0776. Henderson sets. Now the 0-1 pitch. Ariza takes a strike on the outside corner. It's a fastball at 93, and the count goes 0-2. Right now, Henderson is living up to his reputation as the guy with the best command in this organization. The pitch, runner off. Pitch misses up the throw to second. The tag is not in time. Dyer swipes second. The count goes to 1-2 on Ariza. He went about a quarter of the way with his swing. Now runner in scoring position. One ball, two strikes, two away. The pitch. Chopped foul at the plate. And Ariza stays alive. He's 1-for-7 this season. A walk and two strikeouts. Checkers lead it 4-0 over Montgomery in the bottom of the second inning. Checkers looking for back-to-back series wins in this ballpark for the first time since the 2018 season. Henderson fires. Ariza swings and misses. 94 off the outside corner, and Henderson tallies his first and second double-A strikeouts in a scoreless second inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We end the third, 4-0 Biloxi for the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Comes the righty Brock Woken. We move to the third inning. Gorgeous Sunday afternoon in Montgomery. 94 degrees and sunny. Checkers lead it 4-0. They go back to work against the righty Adam Leverett. First pitch is a called strike on the outside corner at 86. Woken singled in a right first inning. Part of three straight hits from Biloxi that played their first of four runs in the first frame. The righty Leverett fires. Woken chops it third base side. Two hops to Dyer, who gets it off his back foot. Slips for a moment. Fires low to first. Seymour picks it out of the dirt. And Wilkins retired for the first down. It brings up the left-handed hitting Ernesto Martinez Jr. Checkers lead it 4-0 in the top of the third. Martinez Jr. doubled down the left field line in the first inning. Leverick levers. Martinez Jr. takes low and inside. The count goes to 1-0. The pitch. Martinez Jr. takes a strike on the outside corner. And the count evens 1-1. Shockers up 4-0. All four runs scored in the first inning. Leverett fires. Martinez Jr. takes up and in at 91. And the count goes to 2-2. The pitch. He swings and drives it out to right center. Auer back on it towards the warning track. Reaches up and he makes the catch and smacks into the wall. Martinez Jr. gave it a ride. Maybe about 5 feet short of a homer out towards that 373 sign in right center. Power alleys are mighty deep at Riverwalk Stadium. 373 to right center, 395 to left center. Two out, nobody on, and up comes Eric Brown Jr. Right-handed bat against the righty Leverett. The pitch. He swings and drives it out to left. Baker's back on it, reaches up, and he makes the catch. Brown Jr., just like Martinez Jr., gave it a ride. But hit to the farthest part of the yard. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're through 2.5. And back to the mound goes Logan Henderson. We're back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for 4 nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to Paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule an X-Cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Noah Campbell, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The Biscuits lineup turns over to the top of the order, and the lefty Chandler Simpson against the righty Logan Henderson. 4-0 Shuckers in the bottom of the third. The righty Henderson fires. It's a changeup. That's a called strike one in the outside corner. That pitch gets a lot of run away from Simpson's bat in the left-handed box. Henderson's done a terrific job locating that pitch this afternoon. The 0-1 pitch. He swings and pops it up. Third base side foul territory. Bovey charges over with Yerzy, and it's into the second row behind the Biscuits dugout. The count goes to 0-2. Simpson's 0-for-1. Grounded out to short back in the first inning. Henderson's been terrific so far in his Double-A debut. Just two hits allowed, two strikeouts, one walk. And only one runner has reached third base, first time through the order. The 0-2 pitch. Rolled right side of the infield. Murray charges, gets in a hop, fires to first. It's in time. And Simpson is retired for the out. Up the righty, Drew Baker. Corners come in for Biloxi. Martinez Jr. at first shifts over towards second. Henderson fires. Baker slices it down the right field line. Campbell drifts back towards the warning track, and he makes the catch. Two away. And up comes the lefty, Bob Seymour. 38 pitches, 31 strikes for Logan Henderson. It has been an economical first outing in Double-A for the righty Logan Henderson. The guy was a star at McLennan Community College before being drafted in the fourth round by the Crew back in 2021. The lefty Bob Seymour's up. It's 4-0 Shuckers in the bottom of the third. The pitch. Seymour takes a strike on the outside corner. It's a fastball at 93. Henderson helped lead McLennan Community College, the NJCAA Division I World Series in 2021. The 0-1 pitch misses up and away. And the count evens 1-1. In his final season at McLennan, struck out 169 batters in 97 and two-thirds innings. That's an average of almost 17 strikeouts per nine innings. The 1-1 pitch. Seymour takes low. It's a changeup at 80 miles an hour. And count goes to 2-1. That 2021 McLennan Community College team ended up winning the JUCO Division I World Series. They defeated Tyler Wiesner in Central Arizona. The 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. A filthy changeup at 80 miles an hour that runs away and down from Seymour's bat. And the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Henderson comes set, first base side of the rubber. He kicks and delivers. Seymour slices it foul. Third base side and out of the ballpark. Count stays at 2-2. Two balls, two strike, two away. Henderson gets the sign from Yerzy. Now the 2-2 pitch. Driven out towards center. Rodriguez drifts back on it towards the warning track. A step shy of the warning track. He makes the catch. And it's a 1-2-3 third inning for Logan Henderson. Three innings on 43 pitches. A terrific debut for Henderson. And we move to the fourth. 4-0 Shuckers on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-722. 9581 CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
G'day, it's Josh Spence, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We head to the top of the fourth inning. It's 4-0 Biloxi over Montgomery. Alongside you, the righty Adam Leverett faces the switch hitter Noah Campbell. The pitch. Campbell swings and misses, a changeup at 83 miles an hour off the outside corner. And the count goes 0-1. Campbell's the reason this game is at 4-0. Drove in three with a three-run shot over the wall in the first inning. The pitch. He takes off the inside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Leverett has since retired six in a row, dating back to the second inning. The pitch to Campbell. He takes up and away. It's a changeup at 84. And the count goes to two balls and one strike. Shuckers trying to get the series win in a win in the finale. The pitch. Campbell takes a strike on the outside corner at 91. And the count even 2-2. Shuckers are trying to do something they have not done since 2018, and that is win back-to-back series at this ballpark. They last did it in 2018. Then they earned either a series loss or a series split in nine consecutive series at this ballpark. 2-2 pitch is sliced foul. Third base side and out of play. And the count stays at 2-2. Their final series last year at this ballpark, they finally broke through. 1-4-6. Put up almost 60 runs in the series over six games. The 2-2 pitch. Campbell slices it down the left field line. Baker is over from left. Dyer's out. Baker almost goes over the wall. And the ball hops into the seats. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. We're in the fourth inning. Randy Leverett fires. Swing and a miss. A slider at 84. Leverett picks up his first strikeout of the day. And it brings up the switch hitter Xavier Warren. Warren, just like Campbell, a switch hitter, digs in from the left side. Shuckers lead it 4-0 in the top of the fourth inning. The pitch, swing and a miss, and a fastball at 91. The count goes to no balls and one strike. Warren popped out to first back in the first inning. The 0-1 pitch popped up, third base side, foul territory. And the count goes to 0-2. Leverett's pitch count is in good shape. His next pitch is about to be his 51st of the day. Shuckers have attacked early in counts. And it's led to runs. Four runs on five hits so far today. Leverett delivers. Warren swings and drives it out to deep right. Schnell is back on it. He looks up and it is fair gone. Home run. Curls it around the pole, and it's 5-0 Biloxi. Warren touches home. That's his second homer of the year, his 18th run driven in, and he demolished that over the 333 sign in right. Just gets it around the pole, and the Shuckers have put up five before the end of the fourth inning. Up comes the lefty, Andy Yerzy. Leverett stands off the rubber, now steps back on. That thing just got its way around the pole. The pitch. Yerzy swings and misses. Out ahead of a changeup at 84. And the count goes to 0-1. It's the first time Leverett's given up multiple homers in the same game this season since April 13th. Triple-A Durham at Lehigh Valley. The pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball at 90 miles an hour. And the count goes to 0-2. Well, what a terrific feeling it has to be if you're Logan Henderson. Your offense has gone out, giving you five runs of support. The pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball at 92. And now two away for the righty, Ethan Murray. Shuckers up 5-0. Five runs on six hits and two homers. The top of the fourth inning, two out, nobody on. Leverett delivers. It misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 91. And the count evens. One ball and one strike. Shuckers say five runs in the first four innings. Entering today, they had not scored a run prior to the fifth inning all week. They had scored 23 runs in the series, all 23 in the fifth or later. The pitch to Murray misses low, and the count goes to 2-1. So a big-time day for this Biloxi Shuckers offense. One that, again, is trying to pave the way to back-to-back road series wins in this ballpark. The pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball at 88, and the count evens 2-2. They're trying to do it for the first time since 2018. They've been four straight in this ballpark between the 2016 and 2018 season. They then lost nine in a row series in this ballpark. The 2-2 pitch. Time is called right before he goes, and a pitch clock violation is emphatically called on Leverett by home plate umpire Jalen Goodman. Very emphatic about tabbing it on Leverett. The pitch, swing and a miss. Slider off the outside corner at 84, and that ends the inning. Leverett strikes out three in the frame, but Xavier Warren hits one far and gone. One run, one hit, no errors. Nobody left on base. Warren, second homer of the year. Makes it 5-0 Biloxi through 3.5. We're back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We head to the bottom of the fourth inning back at Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. The righty Logan Henderson delivers home to the righty Tanner Murray. The first pitch is a slider and a called strike one. Right on the outside corner at 78 miles an hour. Henderson's into his fourth inning in his Double-A debut. He's gone three scoreless so far with two strikeouts. The righty delivers. Murray dribbles it third base side, two hops to Bovee, who backhands it, fires across the diamond to first. It's in time. Murray's retired for the first out, and it brings up the lefty Nick Schnell. Now, the one question is, how far are the Shuckers willing to let Henderson go? He's topped out this year at four innings and 59 pitches. Still working his way back from a left oblique injury suffered in spring training. One out, nobody on. The pitch to the lefty Schnell. It's a called strike one. Fastball at 92 on the outside corner. Henderson just threw his 47th pitch of the night. 38 pitches have been strikes. The 0-1 pitch. Schnell takes low. It's a slider at 79. And the count evens 1-1. Henderson's 1-1 delivery. Schnell swings and rolls it to Sack. Murray dives. It's off his glove and into short right. Schnell rounds first. Is not to second. He slips. Throw to first. The tag is not in time. Schnell had the mass moment of panic. He rounded first and hit the deck. Campbell picked it up and fired a dart to first. Martinez Jr. just late with the tag. And now a man on with one away from Mason Auer. The pitch misses up and the count goes to 1-0. Henderson sets. Now fires to the righty Auer. He swings and misses. Slider up at 82 and the count evens 1-1. Check back to first. Schnell's back to the bag in time. Biloxi leads it 5-0. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. The pitch. Popped foul behind home plate and out of play. The count goes to 1-2. By the way, we'd like to extend a big hello to George in Grand Ridge, Florida, who's tuning in today, along with Kane and Sarah, who are both tuning in Biloxi on the Text the Booth line. As always, 601-514-0776. Henderson delivers. Auer swings and misses. There's that changeup back towards the inside corner at 78. Henderson picks up his third strikeout of the day. And now two out for the righty Jalen Battles. What a terrific debut it has been for Logan Henderson. Shuckers lead it 5-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Two out, one on. Henderson delivers. Battles takes the strike on the outside corner at 92. And the count goes to 1-1. Schnell off first, a short lead. Battles is 0-for-1 today with a line out to left back in the second. Henderson delivers. Battles takes low, and the count evens 1-1. Check back to first. Schnell's back in time. The pitch misses up and in, and the count goes to 2-1. Shuckers lead it 5-0. 5 runs, 6 hits, no errors. No runs, 3 hits, and no errors for Montgomery. Shuckers have used 2 big-time homers to take a 5-0 lead. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 3-1. Shuckers' bullpen is not up yet. A couple of guys are moving about, but nobody's on the mound yet, which is always a good sign for Henderson. The 3-1 pitch. Battles, chops it, left side of the infield. Brown Jr. gets it on a hop, fires to second. Murray anchors the bag with a first baseman. It's in time. It beats Schnell to the bag, and that ends the frame. No runs, 1 hit, no errors. 1 runner left on base. 4 shutout innings from Logan Henderson against the league's top offense in his Double-A debut. Into the fifth. 5-0 Shuckers on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
We head to the 5th and Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. David Blake back alongside you. Thanks so much for joining us on your Sunday afternoon. Shockers finishing out a six-game set against the Biscuits before they return home for a six-game set against the Smokies starting on Tuesday. Lefty Carlos Rodriguez stands in, gets the pitch from the righty Adam Leverett, and he touches it foul a bit ahead of a slider at 83, and it's out of play. Count goes 0-1. Nobody is up in the Shockers bullpen yet. A terrific sign. Logan Henderson's on four shutout innings, has a chance to put himself in line for a win. With a scoreless fifth, the pitch is popped up. Third base side, Dyer, the third baseman, is under it, and he makes the catch. Now one away for the lefty, Mike Bovey. Shockers are up 5-0. Five runs, six hits, two massive homers. A three-run shot from Noah Campbell, and a solo shot from Xavier Warren. Bovey digs in at the back of the left-handed box against Leverett. The righty fires. Slider. Chiesa misses off the outside corner at 80 miles an hour. And the count goes to 1-0. Bovey's 1-for-2 today. Now 9-for-19 in his last 4-plus games. The pitch. Fouled off. Third base side and out of play. And the count evens 1-1. Today is also Bovey's 42nd consecutive game played with the Shockers in 2024. Most by a Shockers player since the 2022 season. 1-1 pitch, rolled back up the middle. Two hops to Murray at second, behind the bag, fires to first. It's a bit low, but Seymour picks it out of the dirt. It's in time. And Bovey is retired for the second out. Up comes Brock Wilkin. Two out, nobody on. Shockers up 5-0 in the top of the fifth in a series finale. Pitch to the righty Wilkin. He swings and misses. Slider away at 83. And the count goes 0-1. By the way, we'd like to say a big hello to everybody's favorite pup, Creole, who is listening in from uptown New Orleans this afternoon, along with Mr. and Mrs. Blackwell. The 0-1 pitch is a called strike on the outside corner, and the count goes 0-2. A big hello to Creole, who's chiming in on the text of the booth line. Smart dog, knows how to text. No balls, two strikes, two away. Leverett delivers. Wilkin swings and misses. Fastball at 91 on the outside corner. And the Shockers go scoreless in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Logan Anderson's out for his fifth inning. When we come back, it's all Biloxi on the Biloxi Shockers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
Logan Henderson's into his fifth inning in his Double-A debut. So far, he's gone four scoreless. He's given up just three hits, struck out three. Faces the eighth man in the order, the righty Matthew Dyer, for the second time today. Shuckers up 5-0. The pitch. Dyer breaks his bat, slices it out to right. Campbell in on it, and he makes the catch. One pitch, one out, and it brings up the righty Luis Ariza. It has been a dazzling Double-A debut for Logan Henderson. 59 pitches, 45 strikes. The only three hits he's allowed have been singles. One ball's been hit super hard. That was Bob Seymour's that almost took his head off in the first inning. One out, no one on. The pitch to the righty Ariza. Just misses off the inside corner at 91. The Shuckers have Nick Merkel warming in the bullpen. It is not going to be a lengthy outing for Henderson in terms of his pitch count. The 1-0 delivery. Henderson takes a strike. Fastball at 90 miles an hour. The count evens 1-1. Henderson is only making his fifth start of the year. He's topped out at 59 pitches this season. The 1-1 pitch. Ariza swings and lines it out to right center. Campbell's over, and it drops in for a single. Back to the top of the order, and the lefty Chandler Simpson. One out, one on in the bottom of the fifth inning. Henderson faces Simpson for the third time today. For Ariza, that's just his second hit of the year. He's at first. The pitch to Simpson. Swinging away, lifts it towards center. Rodriguez drifts over towards right center, and he makes the catch. Two away. Up comes the righty, Drew Baker. 5-0 Biloxi. One on, two away. For the bottom of the fifth inning. Henderson delivers. Baker takes a changeup just off the inside corner for ball one. Henderson's pitch count still in terrific shape. 64 pitches. He's about to throw his 65th. We're in the fifth inning. The 1-0 delivery. Rolled third base side. Two hops to Bovee. He spears it. Goes to second in time. And Logan Henderson, have yourself a Double-A debut. Five shutout innings, and he does it in under 70 pitches. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. Shuckers lead it 5-0 through five. We head to the sixth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Sixth in a series finale from the Shuckers and the Biscuits at Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. It's 5-0 Biloxi. Already Adam Levert fires. Left here, Ernesto Martinez Jr. chops it fair first base side. Bob Seymour gets it, taps the first base bag. That retires Martinez Jr. A quick one away for Adam Levert. Brings up the right-handed hitting Eric Brown Jr. Shuckers up 5-0. The pitch. He takes low and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers today, 5 runs on 6 hits. Ronnie Levert delivers. Brown Jr. checks his swing. It's a changeup off the inside corner. He does not go. And the count goes to 2-0. Shuckers have given their new righty Logan Henderson 5 runs of support today. Henderson has repaid the favor by throwing 5 shutout innings. The pitch. Pops foul behind home plate and out of play. The count evens. I think that the count goes to 2-1. The pitch. Curveball misses off the inside corner. And the count goes to 3-1. Brown Jr. is 0-2 today. One of just 3 guys in this Shuckers lineup without a hit in today's series finale. The pitch. Misses off the inside corner. And now 7 of the 9 in the order have reached base at least once. And it puts a man on for Noah Campbell. And it brings out the catcher, Luis Ariza, to the hill. Lefty Patrick Wicklander is warming in Montgomery. And out comes manager Kevin Bowles. Wicklander got warm quick. Ariza out there for a couple of moments. Now we slow walk out for Bowles, and Wicklander is ready to go. Levert lifted after 5 1/3 innings. He's responsible for a man on first, and the Shuckers have a 5-0 lead in the series finale. We're back after this. The Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
The brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
The lefty Patrick Wicklander enters for Montgomery. One on, one out in the top of the sixth inning. It's 5-0 Biloxi. The pitch to Noah Campbell is sliced foul, first base side and out of play. And the count goes 0-1. Shuckers up 5-0. Campbell, a switch hitter, bats from the right side for the first time today. He went 1-for-2 with a 3-run homer off starter Adam Leverett. The pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. Wicklander makes his 14th appearance of the year. All of them have come in relief. He has a 3.33 ERA in 27 innings. 15 walks, 24 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 158 against him. The 1-1 pitch misses inside, and it gets right on the ball of the ankle. He spins around, almost cartwheels, and heads down to first. That was almost a full gymnastics routine from Campbell. Now runners on first and second with one away for Xavier Warren. Campbell now stretches out his ankle down the first baseline, and he gets a visit from head athletic trainer Andrew Stanley. Third base coach Fidel Pena also comes over. Certainly hope everything's okay. He doesn't wear a leg guard or anything, so that just hit straight bone on the ankle. Jogs down the first baseline. Now jogs on back. And he's good to go. Campbell at first, Brown Jr. at second. Shuckers up 5-0. Warren's in from right side. Lefty Wicklander fires. Hot foul, first base side and out of play. And the count goes 2-1. No balls, one strike, one away. Wicklander delivers. Curveball, swing and a miss. Back on the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. Warren homered to right back in the fourth inning. That was from the left side. The 0-2 pitch. He swings and misses. Curveball at 79. Wicklander picks up the second out of the inning. And that brings up the lefty, Andy Yerzy. Runners in first and second with two away. Shuckers lead it 5-0 over Montgomery in the top of the sixth inning. Yerzy's 1-for-2 with a single. Wicklander delivers. Yerzy takes a changeup at the knees for strike one. Brown Jr.'s at second. Campbell's at first. Now the pitch. Yerzy swings and pops it up. First base side, foul territory. Seymour drifts over, but it's into the seats. The count goes 0-2. The 0-2 pitch. Yerzy takes low and away. The count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. Wicklander comes set. Now the pitch. Yerzy tips it foul in and out of Ariza's mitt behind the plate. Count at 1-2. Yerzy just got enough of that to stay alive. Wicklander comes set. Now the 1-2 pitch. Yerzy takes low and away, and the count evens 2-2. Nick Merkel continues to warm in Biloxi's bullpen. You have to think this is going to be it for Logan Henderson. 5 shutout innings in his Double-A debut and a chance for the win. The pitch misses away. It's a changeup at 80 miles an hour. Count goes to 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Campbell at first, Brown Jr. at second. Will both be off with the pitch. Pitch home. Yerzy chops it right side of the infield. Battles. Lets it go by him at second, and it's in a right. Brown Jr. round through. The throw home is cut off by score. It's an RBI single from Yerzy, and it's 6-0 Biloxi. It looked like Battles may die for it, but at the very last moment, he held up, and the ball gets to the right for a single. It's 6-0 Biloxi. Yerzy drives in his 12th run of the year, and it brings Ethan Murray. Runners at the corners with two away. Wicklander delivers. It misses low when the count goes to 1-0. Henderson in terrific position to become the first Shuckers starting pitcher to earn a win since May 10th against Montgomery. The pitch. Murray waves and misses at a fastball at 91. And the count evens 1-1. Wachowski went 5 innings and earned his first Double-A win in that game. It was a 10-2 Shuckers win. The 1-1 pitch. He swings and taps it foul at the plate. It's a slider at 78. And the count goes still to 1-2. Murray's 0-2 today with a strikeout in the 4th inning. Wicklander delivers. Murray takes off the inside corner. It's a fastball at 93. And the count evens 2-2. Wicklander delivers. Murray dribbles it behind home plate and foul. Count stays at 2-2. We're in the 6th, 6-0 Biloxi. The pitch. Murray dribbles it foul, third base side, and the count stays at 2-2. The train screeches on by in the outfield. Two train tracks about 100 yards off the back of the left field wall. The 2-2 pitch. Murray dribbles and foul again, and the plate appearance continues. On to an 8th pitch in this battle.
Murray right now just trying to stay alive. The 2-2 pitch. He swings and rolls it towards third. Dyer gets it, goes to second. It's in time. And that finishes out the inning. In the inning, though, one run, one hit, no errors, two runners left on base. We're through 5.5. The Shuckers lead it 6-0. We're back in a moment on the Bucksy Shuckers Radio Network.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, this is Eric Brown Jr. Welcome to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Logan Henderson's dominant double-A debut is done. He goes 5 shutout innings, allows 4 hits, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts, and gives way to the righty Nick Merkel. Faces the lefty Bob Seymour. It is 6-0 Shuckers in the bottom of the inning. The pitch, swing and a miss, fastball up and in. And the count goes to 0-1. Merkel is out to make his 17th appearance of the year. He's 4.82 ERA in 28 innings so far. 12 walks, 31 punchouts. The pitch. Seymour slices it foul ball. Third base high play. And the count goes to 0-2. 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Biloxi. No runs, 4 hits, and no errors for Montgomery. The 0-2 pitch. Seymour swings and misses. A knuckle curve at 79 gets him swinging. And now one away for the righty, Tanner Murray. Tanner Murray digs in at the very back of the right-hand box. One out, nobody on. 6-0 Biloxi in the sixth. The pitch. Swing and a miss. A slider at 81. The count goes to 0-1. Time to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Bottom 4, 3-0 Chattanooga up on Rocket City. The 0-1 pitch. Murray swings and misses. Fastball at 91. He goes down to a knee. And the count goes to 0-2. Through 4, the M Braves lead Pensacola 3-1. And Birmingham already over, defeats Tennessee by a 4-1 final. Here the Shuckers lead it 6-0. Merkel delivers. Roll back up the middle. Murray over from second, grabs it on a knee, slings it to first, it's in time. What a play from Ethan Murray. Two away, and it brings up the lefty Nick Schnell. He ranged over towards his right, backhanded it while sliding on a knee, got to his feet on the third base side of second, and fired a dart to first. Two out, nobody on, and the lefty Nick Schnell stands in. Shuckers up 6-0. Bovey plays in at third. Brown Jr. plays behind second at short. The pitch. Schnell takes a strike on the outside corner. It's a changeup at 85 from Merkel. It is 6-0 Biloxi. The 0-1 pitch is a called strike. It's the knuckle curve at 79, and the count goes to 0-2. Schnell's 1-for-2 today with a single back in the fourth inning. The righty Merkel gets the sign from Yerzy. Now delivers. Roped foul. One hop off the tarp roll and into the Shuckers bullpen. Count stays at 0-2. The 0-2 pitch. Schnell checks his swing. And home plate umpire Jalen Goodman says he goes around. It's a fastball top of the zone at 91. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. And we go to the seventh. It's all Biloxi, 6-0 in a series finale. We're back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
Hayden Erb enters for Montgomery. We head to the top of the seventh inning. Shuckers up 6-0 on the Biscuits in a series finale. Righty Erb delivers to the lefty Carlos Rodriguez. First pitch is a called strike one on the outside corner. Thanks so much for joining us on your Sunday afternoon. Shuckers have 6 runs on 7 hits, including 2 home runs. The 0-1 pitch. Rodriguez takes low. The count evens 1-1. Erb is in for Wicklander, who entered last inning for Adam Leverett. Wicklander allowed an inherited runner to score. The pitch. Rodriguez rolls it weakly to second. Battles has it. Slings it to first. It's in time. And retires Rodriguez for the first down. Final up for Wicklander. Goes 2/3 of an inning. One hit, no runs, no walks, and a strikeout. And throws 21 pitches. He entered for Leverett, who ends up going 5 1/3, gives up 6 runs, all of them earned on 6 hits, 1 walk and 4 strikeouts. The lefty Mike Bovey stands in. The pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Bovey is 1-for-3 today with a single back in the first inning. Erb delivers. Bovey takes off the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-0. Shuckers scored 4 runs in the first inning. added on with one in the fourth and one in the sixth. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 3-0. By the way, Herb makes his 10th Double-A appearance of the season, a 6.10 ERA in 10 and a third innings, 7 walks and 10 strikeouts. The 3-0 pitch is a called strike on the inside corner, a fastball at 96, and the count goes to 3-1. Herb, 6'3", 225-pound undrafted free agent signee out of the University of Tampa. The 3-1 pitch. Bobey takes off the inside corner and flies the screen. And Bobey draws a walk. Up comes the right-handed hitting Brock Wilkin. Shackers already lead it 6-0. A chance to add on some more here in the seventh. Wilkins 1-for-3 today. Singled in the first, struck out on the fifth. The pitch. He takes a slider away, and the count goes to 1-0. Bovee takes his leadoff first. Seymour holds him on. Now the pitch. He swings and rolls it foul. First base side. The end of the pitch. And the count evens 1-1. Herb delivers. Wilkin takes a slider on the outside corner for strike two. Shackers return home on Tuesday. Take the bus home tonight, off day tomorrow, and then a 6-game set with the Tennessee Smokies. Beginning on Tuesday night, the pitch to Wilkin. He swings and pops it foul. First base side out of play. The count stays at 1-2. Herb fires home. It misses up, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Herb delivers. Wilkin takes strike three on the inside corner. Slider at 88 miles an hour. And now two away for the lefty, Ernesto Martinez Jr. Martinez Jr. is 1-for-3 today with an RBI double. Top of the seventh inning, it's 6-0 Biloxi up on Montgomery. Final game of a 6-game set. Herb delivers. It misses what is a called strike, a late one from open umpire Jalen Goodman. And the count goes to 0-1. Bovey off first. Herb delivers. It misses low, and the count evens 1-1. It's a fastball at 95. The 1-1 pitch. Dots a slider on the outside corner, 88. Count goes down 1-2. That one ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes, two away. Bovee takes a very short leadoff first. Now gets another snap. The pitch misses low and inside. Martinez Jr. backs out of the way. The count stays at 2-2. Shackers lead it 6-0 in the top of the seventh inning. Herb delivers. Bovee's off. Martinez Jr. lifts it out to the left. Baker drifts back on it, under it, and he makes the catch. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. It's time to stretch in Montgomery. Shuckers lead it 6-0 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Be the all-star of your team with the suite experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
The righty Nick Merkel fires, and the righty Mason Auer takes a slider at 80 miles an hour on the inside corner for strike one. Merkel worked a perfect sixth inning. Bookended it with two strikeouts. The pitch, Auer checks his swing, goes about a third of the way on a curveball away at 80 miles an hour. The count evens 1-1. Javik Blake alongside you on a gorgeous Sunday afternoon. Temperatures in the high 80s, bright and sunny, and a little bit of a breeze. The pitch, slider misses away. Count goes to 2-1.
Please stay off the dugouts. Thank you.
Someone was on top of the Shuckers dugout. They have been told to get off the Shuckers dugout. The pitch, swing and a miss. Knuckle curve at 79 off the outside. And the count evens 2-2. Hours 0 for 2 today with two strikeouts. Both of those strikeouts came against Shuckers starter Logan Henderson, who struck out 3 over 5 innings in his Double-A debut. The 2-2 pitch. Auer takes just low, and the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out in the bottom of the seventh. Merkel delivers. Rolled to short. Two hops to Brown Jr. Fires the first. It's in time. And Auer's retired. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station ID on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Montgomery. Bottom of the seventh inning. Shuckers up 6-0 on the Biscuits in a series finale. Looking for their second straight series win in this ballpark dating back to last year. The righty Merkel delivers and misses inside to the righty Jalen Battles. The Shuckers won back-to-back series in this ballpark during the 2018 season. That was the last time they won two consecutive series. The pitch lifted down the right field line. It's fair, and it rolls towards the warning track. Campbell lets it hit the wall and now grabs it. Battles to second. It's a one-out double, and it brings up the righty Matthew Dyer. Campbell had a decision, either try and reach out for it off the wall and left, or let it hit off the wall, get his body in correct positioning, pick up and fire it in. It was going to be a double either way for Battles. And now a runner on second with one away for the righty Matthew Dyer. But for Biloxi, they won the series here last year in their last trip to this ballpark. Before then, they had not won a series here since 2018. Trying to make it back-to-back trips with a series win. The pitch to the righty, Dyer, misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. The Shockers went 0-for-9, trying to win a series at this ballpark between the start of the 2019 season all the way up to their final trip here last year. They split 1-1 at this ballpark. The pitch, slider, wave and a miss, and the count evens 1-1. One ball, one strike, one away. Merkel delivers. Dyer takes low and away. The count goes to 2-1. Time to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit at visitowa.com. Late day on the Brewers farm system. The Complex League teams and the Dominican Summer League squads both off today. The 2-1 pitch. Dyer lifts it foul back to the screen. The count evens 2-2. Two finals in the system, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers at 36-21, win at 6-5 over the Quad Cities River Bandits. The Nashville Sounds beat up on the Louisville Bats, a 14-3 final. One game in action, Carolina and Charleston, United at 2 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Big week squad falls 10-2 in their series finale against the Detroit Tigers. The 2-2 pitch, fouled back, and the count stays at 2-2. Final nine games of the first half in single A and high A over the next week and a half. It's a big-time opportunity for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers and the Carolina Mudcats. The 2-2 pitch, Dyer takes a slider away, and the count goes to 3-2. Wisconsin 3.5 games up on Cedar Rapids for first place in the Midwest League West Division. Their magic number to clinch is 7. The pitch misses low and away. Dyer works a walk. Now runners on first and second with one away. Lisa Reza steps in. And it brings out catcher Andy Yersey. Meanwhile, Carolina's magic number is 7. In the Carolina League North Division, they're at 34-20. 4.5 games up on the Lynchburg Hillcats. Everybody just started to disperse from the mound, and now Shackers pitching coach Will Shearholz is out to the mound. Reminder fans, every foul ball today is brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit them online at gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Shackers lead it 6-0 in the bottom of the seventh in a series finale. Again, looking for their second straight series win in this ballpark. It'll be their second straight series win in Montgomery for the first time since 2018 when they did it twice, and a four series stretch from 2016 to 2018 when they won four straight. The pitch, swing and a miss, and a fastball at 91. And the count gave balls and a strike. The righty Luis Ariza is in. Matthew Dyer's at first. Jalen Battles is at second. Well, Childers is warming in the Shackers' pen. Now the pitch. Tip foul into Yersey's mitt. The count goes down with Tip. Now Ariza calls time and steps out. Merkel kicks and fires. Ariza taps it foul at the plate. Count stays at 0-2.
The pitch. Ariza pops it up a mile high, first base side foul territory. Here's Martinez Jr. together. Martinez Jr. calls him off at the last moment. And he makes the catch for the second out. Two out, two on, and up comes Chandler Simpson at the top of the order for Montgomery.
Chandler Simpson.
Bovey plays in on the third base side. Runners in first and second, two out. And the Shuckers lead it 6-0. Merkel delivers. It's a slider that misses up. The count goes to 1-0. Simpson's 0-for-3 today. Two ground outs and a fly out to center. It's the first time he's faced Merkel. Each of his first three at-bats came against starter Logan Henderson. The 1-0 pitch. Rolled left side of the infield and threw in a left for a single. Battles rounds third. Warren picks it up. Double clutches. Now throws to second. Dyer is back to the bag. It's an RBI single from Chandler Simpson. And Montgomery gets on the board. It's now 6-1. Righty Drew Baker stands in. Again, it's 6-1 Biloxi. Will Childers has been warming the bullpen. And out comes Shuckers acting manager Fidel Pena out of the dugout. And the Shuckers will make a pitching change. Merkel exits. In comes Will Childers. On the bottom of the seventh, Shuckers lead it 6-1. We're back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJsAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
New pitcher Will Childers is in from the right side. First pitch, Brady Drew Baker is a called strike one in the outside corner. Javik Blake back alongside you. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Shuckers lead it 6-1 over the Biscuits. Final game of a six-game set. Childers delivers. Both runners fake a steal. It takes the infield away from the baseball, and it's rolled into right center. Dyer around third comes home. The throw is in the third. The fake hit and run works perfectly. Baker an RBI single. Simpson moved towards second. Dyer moved towards third. That pulled second baseman Ethan Murray towards the bag. In case there was a steal, Baker rolls it through the hole. And it's 6-2. Up comes the lefty Bob Seymour. Tying runs on deck. 6-2 Shuckers in the seventh. Childers delivers. Seymour swings and misses. A curveball at 82, and the count goes to 0-1. Childers makes his ninth appearance of the year, a 5.73 ERA in 11 innings, 5 walks and 11 strikeouts. Baker's at first, Simpson's at second. 6-2 Shuckers in the seventh. The pitch misses low and inside.
And the count evens 1-1. Craig Yoho now warming up in the Shuckers bullpen. Shuckers would love a series win here in Montgomery. Team that entered today is the best in the Southern League South Division. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Yerzy blocks it up. It gets by him, and everybody moves up. Baker to second. Simpson to third on the wild pitch. And now two runners in scoring position. One ball, two strikes, two away. Childers comes set. Now the pitch. Jack swing, pitch up and in. He does not go. When the count evens, two balls and two strikes. Childers comes set. Now the pitch to Seymour. Misses Lumen inside, and the count goes to three balls and two strikes. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Shuckers up by four in the bottom of the seventh inning. Childers fires. Seymour releases it foul ball. Third base side and out of play. And the count stays full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. First base is open, but it would bring up the tying run. The righty Childers comes set. Now the pitch to the lefty. Seymour takes strike three, outside corner. He dots a slider at 84, and it strands two. In the inning. Two runs, three hits, no errors, two runners left on base. We enter the eighth. It's 6-2 Biloxi. We're back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Junior digs in for Biloxi. We head to the top of the eighth inning. Leaded by a 6-2 score, and a righty, Hayden Erb, is into his second inning of work. The pitch to the righty, Brown Jr. Swing and a miss, a slider at 87 miles an hour, and the count goes 2-1. Brown Jr. 0-for-2 today with a walk, flyout, and a ground out. The righty Herb kicks and delivers. Swing and a miss. Change of 85 back on the inside corner. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Herb's out for his second inning of work. Pitched a scoreless seventh. Walked one and struck out one. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 94. Brown Jr. strikes out. And it brings up the switch hitter, Noah Campbell. He digs in at the back of the left-handed box against the righty-er. Righty comes set. One out, nobody on. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Six runs, seven hits, no errors for Biloxi. Six runs thanks in part to two homers, including a three-run shot from Campbell. The 1-0 pitch. He swings and drives it out to right. Schnell goes back on it at the warning track, at the wall. He reaches up. It deflects off his glove over the wall, and it is... It's either a ground rule double or a homer. It is under the yellow line. If it is over the yellow line, it is a homer. If it is under the yellow line, it's got to be a ground rule double. Well, I'm not really quite sure. It will be a ground rule double if it's under the line, but I don't think I've ever seen that happen before. The first base umpire, Brian Van Ranken, is out, retrieves the baseball. It is wedged between the wall and the railing. It is a ground rule double from Campbell. He hits his third double of the series and his third double in the last two games. I'm going to be quite honest. I don't think I've ever seen that happen before. Schnell jumps, and usually it deflects off your glove, and it goes out for homer, not... Goes over the wall, but not the right part of the wall for a ground rule double. So Campbell's at second. He has a 2-for-3 day with two extra base hits. And it brings up the switch hitter, Xavier Warren. One out, runner on second. The pitch popped up, foul, third base side, and out of play. And the count goes 2-1. Warren is 1-for-3 today. A solo homer back in the fourth. Herb steps off, now re-engages with the rubber. Campbell takes his leadoff second. The pitch. Sliced foul back to the screen, and the count goes 2-2. The 0-2 pitch. It's a called strike three in the outside corner. Fastball at 96. Warren down looking. And now two away with a runner on second for the lefty, Andy Yersing. Shackers lead it 6-2 over Montgomery. Two out, runner on second in the top of the eighth inning. The pitch, Yersey takes low. Reza blocks it up, and the count goes to 1-0. It is 6-2 Biloxi in the top of the eighth inning. Herb delivers. Yersey takes a changeup at the knees for strike one. Herb delivers. Yersey takes low, and the count goes to 2-1. Yersey is a multi-hit performance. He's 2-for-3 with an RBI single back in the sixth inning. He's brought the average up from 179 to 203 on the season. Herb fires home.
Yerzy tying, and the count goes to 3-1. Herb comes set. Turns around to check second, and there's nobody standing on the bank. Doesn't even attempt to fake a throw. Campbell's back standing. Three balls, 1 strike, 2 away. Herb fires. Yerzy takes up, and he draws a walk. Now a runner in scoring position and 2 away for Ethan Murray. 2 out in the top of the 8th inning. 6-2 Biloxi. Chance for some insurance with Craig Yoho warming in the bullpen. Herb delivers. Murray slices it foul. Out of play in the first base side. And the count goes to 0-1. No balls. 1 strike. 2 away. Campbell at second. After his 1-out double, his 8th hit of the series, and his 4th extra base hit of the series. The 0-1 pitch, Murray swings and misses. Cutter at 87 on the outside corner, and the count goes to 0-2. Herb comes set. Now the 0-2 pitch. Murray swings and rolls it left side of the infield. Murray dives it short, gets it, throws to second. A big stretch from Battles, and it's in time. One Murray is robbed by the other Murray. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, 2 runners left on base. In comes Craig Yoho into the bottom of the 8th inning. It's 6-2 Shuckers on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
To the bottom of the 8th inning, the Shuckers bring the big guns out of the bullpen. It's the righty Craig Yoho that enters. Shuckers up 6-2. First pitch is a slider. Third base side backhanded by Bovee towards the line. A strong throw to first is in time, and Tanner Murray's retired. What a play from Mike Bovee. His parents tuning in today from Hastings, Nebraska. They just saw their son make a dazzling play to start off the bottom of the 8th inning. Yoho, by the way, in for Will Childers, who goes a third of an inning, gives up 1 hit, no runs. The pitch is rolled left side of the infield and through from the lefty Nick Schnell. And a man reaches against Yoho. One on, one out, and Mason Auer steps in. Yoho makes his third double-A appearance. He's gone two-thirds innings without allowing a run. Two walks and nine strikeouts. One run he has allowed has been unearned. The pitch, bunt shown, pulled back, and the count goes to 1-0. Shockers up 6-2. Hour is 0-3 tonight with two strikeouts. Schnell's off first. The pitch is a called strike. It's a sinker at 93. The count evens 1-1. Yoho, 6'3", 225 pounds. The pitch, changeup, chopped foul into the third base dugout. And the count goes to 1-2. Yoho's 1-2 delivery comes home. Foul back. It's another changeup at 78. And the count stays at 1-2. Yoho delivers. Swing and a miss. A slider off the outside corner at 78. And now two away for the righty, Jalen Battles. Shockers lead it 6-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Battles doubled to the right field wall back in the seventh. One on, two out, 6-2 Shockers in the eighth. Now the pitch. Battles takes a strike. Sinker at 92, right at the knees. Six-two Shuckers in the bottom of the eighth inning. Righty Yoho delivers home. It's called strike in the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. This is Yoho's third appearance, and you can instantly see why Brewer Fanatic crowned Yoho as their reliever of the month in the organization for the month of May. The 0-2 pitch, changeup, just misses away at 80 miles an hour, and the count goes to 1-2. It's filthy fun stuff from Yoho. Right-hander who was drafted out of Indiana last year. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Changeup at 78 off the outside corner. And it's back-to-back strikeouts from Yoho. That ends the bottom of the eighth inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. End of the ninth, it's 6-2 Shockers on the Biloxi Shockers Radio Network.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary as your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
The ninth inning at Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. David Blake back alongside you. Thanks so much for joining us on a gorgeous Sunday afternoon for baseball. Lefty Carlos Rodriguez stands in against the new righty Evan Reifert for the Biscuits. Reifert delivers home. Rodriguez pops it up. Third base side in foul territory. Gets out of play into the seats. The count goes 0-1. Rodriguez is 0-4 today. Reifert, the righty, in for Erb. Finishes his day after two scoreless frames. The pitch misses low. And the count evens 1-1. Reifert, a former Brewers farmhand, makes his 11th appearance of the year. He's allowed just two runs in 11 and a third innings, two walks and 17 strikeouts. The 1-1 pitch. Rodriguez hammers it foul. Third base side and an out of play. And the count goes to 1-2. So far, 2 2/3 scoreless innings today from the Biscuits bullpen after the Shuckers scored six off starter Adam Leverett. The pitch misses up, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out in the top of the ninth inning. The pitch. Check swing on a curveball low. The third base umpire says he does not go, and the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Reifert sets the belt, first base side of the rubber. Now fires. Misses low, and it bounces into Ariza's mitt behind the plate. Rodriguez draws a walk. Extends his on-base streak to four consecutive games. And up comes Mike Bovee. Bovee's 1-for-3 with a single and a walk. Reifert fires. It misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers looking for the series win. They could do it with a win today. They're three outs away, up by four. The 1-0 pitch. Bovee dribbles it foul back towards the Shuckers dugout first base side. And the count evens 1-1. Shuckers looking for a series win in this ballpark. It would just be their second series win in Montgomery since the beginning of the 2019 season. Shuckers went 0-for-9 in attempting to win a series at this ballpark between 2019 and their final road series at this ballpark last year. They won 4-of-6. The 1-1 pitch misses inside, gets by Ariza, and Rodriguez is off to second. Two and one, the count with nobody out. The Shuckers had a lot of success in this ballpark early on in their history. Montgomery used to be in the North Division before 2021. So the Shuckers would only make one trip per year here, except for 2018, when they made two trips to this ballpark and won both series. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 3-1. The Shuckers won every single series at this ballpark between 2016 and 2018. Those are back in the days of the five-game series in the Southern League. It's really hard to split a series. You'd have to get something canceled. 3-1 pitch. Chopped foul, first base side. And the count goes full. Shuckers got back-to-back road series wins in this ballpark in 2018. Shuckers looking to tie that 2018 team. It'll be the first one since to win back-to-back series in this ballpark. They won their final trip here last year. Up 6-2 in the ninth here. The pitch to Bovee. He takes up. And it's back-to-back walks to start the inning against Reifert. Bovee reaches for the third time today. Second walk tonight. It gives us 10 seconds for station identification.
Cruising. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Brock Wilkin digs in for Biloxi. runners on first and second. Nobody out in the top of the ninth. It's 6-2 Shuckers over the Biscuits. Righty-righty matchup. Evan Reifert on the hill. The pitch misses low. Ariza blocks it up. And the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers are 3-for-9 today with a runner in scoring position. Wilkins been one of those guys in scoring position. And out comes pitching coach Steve Merriman. Reifert's had a tough outing so far. 13 pitches, just 4 strikes. 9 different pitches have been outside of the zone. And a quick mound conference. We head towards the 6 o'clock hour Central Time. Shuckers will travel back home. It's about 3.5 hours from Montgomery back to Biloxi. They'll get back tonight, off day tomorrow. It's a well-deserved rest for this ball club. And then a 6 game at the Tennessee Smokies starting on Tuesday at 6:30, 5 p.m. at Shuckers Ballpark. It's a Schooner-themed Shuckers t-shirt giveaway for the first 250 fans presented by Martin Potato Rolls. It is also Brew Crew Tuesday. 20-ounce tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. The 1-0 pitch to Wilkin. This is off the inside corner. It's a sinker at 94, and the count goes to 2-0. Again, the Shuckers back at home on Tuesday night, 6:35 start time. Gates open at 5:30. 2-0 the count against Wilkin. Reifert fires. Wilkin takes a strike on the outside corner at 94. And the count goes to 2-1. Bovee at first, Rodriguez at second. Nobody out in the top of the ninth inning. Shuckers lead at 6-2. Reifert delivers. Misses up. Count goes to 3-1. Three balls, one strike, nobody out. Reifert fires. Wilkin takes low, and they are loaded up with nobody out for Ernesto Martinez Jr. Bovee to second, Rodriguez to third. And Martinez Jr. steps in. Shuckers have now been walked 6 different times today. They've drawn 33 walks in the last 5 games. Infield comes in for Montgomery. Shuckers have used the free passes to their advantage. They've scored 27 runs over that span, and that includes the 6 today. Bases loaded, nobody out. 6-2 Shuckers in the ninth. The pitch. Martinez Jr. takes low. Ariza blocks it up. It dribbles up the first baseline, but not enough to get Rodriguez home. And the count goes to 1-0. Martinez Jr. is 1-for-4 today with an RBI double back in the first. The 1-0 pitch. He takes a strike on the inside corner. It's a fastball at 94. Reifert fires. Martinez Jr. drives it out towards left center. Baker, the left fielder, over with Auer, the center fielder. Auer makes the catch. Rodriguez tags from third and comes home. It's a multi-RBI day for Martinez Jr., and it's 7-2 Biloxi. It's Martinez Jr.'s 24th RBI of the year. That leads the team. And now runners on first and second with one away for the righty Eric Brown Jr. Reifert delivers. Brown Jr. takes a ball off the inside corner at 94. And the count goes to 1-0. Brown Jr. is 0-for-3 tonight with a strikeout and a walk. Reifert's now thrown 21 pitches, just 7 strikes. 1-0 pitch. Misses up and in, and the count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 3-0. The Shuckers offense has really turned a corner. As of now, they have scored 45 runs in their last 7 games. They had a stretch where they averaged just over 2 runs per game. And all of a sudden, they're averaging over 7 per game. The pitch misses inside, and it's ball 4. They're reloaded now for Noah Campbell. 4 walks this inning. And out comes the manager, Kevin Bowles. Bases loaded, 1 away. The Shuckers lead it 7-2, looking for more. We'll take a break. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors, and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Noah Campbell digs in at the back of the left-handed box against the righty. Kyle Witten, who's in for Evan Reifert. The pitch. Campbell rolls it up the middle. Murray dives it short. It's under his mitt. It's in his center. Bovee scores. Wilkin rounds third. The throw home and a hop is in time. Wilkin's retired, but it's an RBI single from Noah Campbell. It stretches the lead to 8-2. And Campbell has driven in 4 in a 3-hit afternoon. Very quickly back to action. Switch hitter Xavier Warren digs in. Well, now 2 outs, 2-1. And the Shuckers lead by 6. It's 8-2. The pitch to Warren misses off the inside corner. And the count goes to 1-0. What a series from Noah Campbell. He's now 9-for-18. It's an even 500. With 9 driven in. 4 extra base hits. The 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball low at 93. And the count evens 1-1. The pitch, swing and a miss. Slider inside corner at 86. The count goes to 0-2. Shuckers in command. 8-2 in the top of the ninth inning. 3 outs away from securing a series victory against the Biscuits. The pitch, check swing on a slider low. Third base umpire positioned up the middle says he does not go. The count evens 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Brown Jr. at second, Campbell at first. The 2-2 pitch. Warren swings and hammers it foul. First base side and out of the ballpark. Count stays at 2-2. Jackers offense is put on a clinic on a Sunday afternoon. 8 runs, 9 hits. They've taken advantage of 6 free passes. The pitch. Called strike 3, outside corner. In the inning, 2 runs, 1 hit, no errors. The Shuckers strand 2. We head to the bottom of the 9th inning. It's 8-2 Biloxi and a chance to earn a series win. We're back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey y'all, this is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for 4 nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to Paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Montgomery. Shuckers 3 outs away from back-to-back series wins at Riverwalk Stadium for the first time since 2018. The righty Craig Yoho out for his second inning. Struck out 2 in a scoreless 8. Now faces the righty Matthew Dyer in the 8th spot in the order. It's 8-2 Biloxi. Yoho delivers. Slider is a called strike 1 on the outside corner. Shuckers have been led by a 4 RBI, 3 hit day from Noah Campbell. They were led early on by Logan Henderson's dominant start. The pitch is a slider low, and the count evens 1-1. Shuckers up 8-2. Henderson, 5 shutout innings in his Double-A debut, in line for a win. The 1-1 pitch, Dyer swings and misses at a curveball at 77. The count goes to 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes, nobody out. Yoho comes set. Now the pitch. Sinker just misses low, and the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Changeup, swing and a miss for strike 3. That's Yoho's 3rd straight strikeout going back to the last inning. And now one away, nobody on for the righty Luis Ariza. That's Yoho's 12th strikeout of the season. And he's thrown just 5 innings. 12 of his 15 outs have been via the strikeout. The pitch, Ariza lines it foul, third base side and out of play. And the count goes down 1. The offense is heated up in a big-time way for Biloxi. The pitching staff has looked good. The relief corps has looked good. The 0-1 pitch. Ariza lifts it out to right. Campbell sprints over towards the line, and it drops in foul into the Shuckers' bullpen. And the count goes to no balls and 2 strikes.
Shuckers lead it 8-2. We're in the bottom of the ninth inning. Yoho delivers. Change up. Ariza swings and misses, and that's four straight punch outs for Yoho. And the Shuckers are one out away from a series win. Up comes lefties Chandler Simpson. 8-2 Biloxi, two out, nobody on. Bottom of the ninth inning. Yoho comes set. Now the pitch. Chopped foul first base side, and the count goes 2-1. Shuckers won 5-3 last night. They swept a doubleheader earlier this week, 7-3 in game one, 5-4 in game two. Tonight they put up 8 runs. They've had a terrific effort on the hill. The pitch. Simpson lifts it out to left. Warren into the alleyway, makes the catch, and the Shuckers take a series win. Back-to-back series wins in Montgomery, stretching back to last year. It's the first time Biloxi's done that since 2018. And they win 4 of 6, including the series. What a win for Biloxi. Logan Henderson gets his first Double-A win in his Double-A debut. Craig Yoho, a dominant two-inning relief effort with 5 strikeouts. And Biloxi wins it 8-2 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Biloxi. 2 runs, 8 hits, and no errors for Montgomery. Logan Henderson the win, Adam Leverett the loss, and the Shuckers get their 23rd win of the season. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time to wrap it all up on the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Comes your way next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule an X-Cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Let's send it back to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. Shuckers take the series, an 8-2 win in the series finale. 8 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Biloxi. Montgomery, 2 runs, 8 hits, and no errors. With the win, the Shuckers get their second straight series win at Riverwalk Stadium dating back to last year. It's the first time they have done that since the 2018 season, as the Shuckers improve to 23-33 on the season. The Biscuits fall to 32
and 25. Have a take a look at today's scoring summary. Shackers got it started early. Ernesto Martinez Jr., four batters in, dunked in an RBI double down the left field line. It scored Mike Bobby, and then two batters later, Noah Campbell, a three-run homer, gives Biloxi a 4-0 lead. Then comes Logan Henderson, starting pitcher for the Shuckers today, making his double-A debut. He goes five shutout innings, strikes out three, gives up just four hits on 65 pitches, a dominant outing from the righty. He earns the win. Shuckers gave him another run of breathing room in the fourth when Xavier Warren dunks one over the wall and right. That gave Biloxi a 5-0 lead. They stretch it to 6-0 in the sixth with an RBI single from Andy Ursi. And they scored two more in the ninth inning. A sacrifice fly from Ernesto Martinez Jr. and an RBI single from Noah Campbell. Montgomery got their two runs in the seventh inning. An RBI single from Drew Baker. And Chandler Simpson, an RBI single, that made it an 8-1 game. Baker made it 8-2. Out of the bullpen, Nick Merkel, Will Childers, Craig Yoho combined to allow just two runs over four innings. Craig Yoho, a dominant four strikeouts, gives up one hit, no runs, no walks, as he continues to dominate the double A level. Shockers get the win. We'll wrap it all up on the Ohio Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Comes your way next on the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care, Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49 Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. Javik Blake alongside you as we wrap things up on the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Shuckers win it by an 8-2 final. Logan Henderson the win in his double-A debut. Adam Leverett the loss. The Shuckers get their second straight series win in Montgomery. First time they've done that since they won four straight series in this ballpark between 2016 and 2018. Time to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. One game's gone final. Birmingham beats Tennessee 4-1. Birmingham up four games on the Smokies. 37-20 on the year. Tennessee 33-24. Shuckers will take them on Tuesday for a six-game set at Shuckers Ballpark. Top of the ninth inning, Rocket City leads Chattanooga by a 5-3 score. And in the top of the ninth inning, Pensacola and Mississippi are knotted at six. Time to take a look
at the Brewers farm system as well. The big league team lost earlier today 10-2 against the Detroit Tigers. And one game still in action, top of the ninth inning. Carolina leads Charleston by a 6-2 score. Finals elsewhere, Wisconsin wins it 6-2 over Quad Cities. Wisconsin, match number of 7 for the Midwest League West Division title. They're at 36-21. Nashville pounds Louisville 14-3. The final, the Sounds at 34-29 on the season. Again, Logan Henderson the win, Adam Leverett the loss. The Shuckers win the series behind Henderson's dominant performance, Yoho's terrific relief outing, and Noah Campbell's 3-for-4 day with a homer, double, and 4 driven in. Final time of the game, 2 hours and 40 minutes in front of 2011 at Riverwalk Stadium. Shuckers back in action on Tuesday, 6:35. First pitch will be at you pregame at 6:15 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers round out the series with a win, 8-2 over the Biscuits. We'll talk to you on Tuesday. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. For news, stats, schedules, tickets, merchandise, and more, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. Stay up to date and follow the team on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok at Biloxi Shuckers.